għadu kem ġie publikat ktieb bl-Ingliż ta' riċetti tal-ħelu tradizjonali Malti minn Sharon Spiteri Malti Awstraljana li ġiet l-Awstralja ta' ftit xhur mal-ġenituri tagħha minn Malta u li l-imħabba tagħha lejn Malta u dak li juwa Malti baqgħet dejjem u kibret biżjajjar tagħha li għamlet Malta matul is-snin. Hija reġgħet lura Malta għal xi żmien u waqt li kienet hemm studjat fl-Institute of Tourism fejn ikkwalifikat bħala chef.
I'm actually a qualified chef, but I've actually branched into pastry. So at Malta Hilton, I worked both in pastry, but I worked in other sections of the kitchen, basically everywhere. But Brooke, when I came back to Melbourne and worked at Melbourne Hilton Grand Hyatt, I worked exclusively in pastry. Now here, you know, they make, you know, everything, gâteaux, biscuits, mousses, different desserts, sauces, all the garnishes, ice creams, chocolate work. But at home, honestly, and even now, like when I have a birthday, Joe, you won't believe, I go back to my favourites. I've just bought some raspberries and fresh cream. I'm just about to make a Maltese souffle gâteau. Because you always go back to the things that you love. And once again, it's just like me having mom in the kitchen. It's just a very personal thing that I like to share. And it's like having, keeping her alive too. So it's nice to create different variations and to do different things as things develop. But it's really, really nice to keep old-fashioned favorites and traditions alive.
Perhaps plans for another book with other dishes?
Look, I've been thinking about it, Joe. Clearly, as I stated to you, I unfortunately, and it makes me cry inside that I don't have Mama's recipes, però I was thinking about it because I don't have children, but even for my nieces and other people out there, I've actually already been asked to do that. It'll take a lot of work to develop, but I think I may do it. I think that's a possible project down the line.
Cover of the book is a very attractive picture of a narrow street and balconies.
It's actually Ursula Street in Valletta.
St. Ursula Street, yeah.
Ursula Street in Valletta, which is lovely. And when I go back to Malta, I've got a flight book later this year. I intend to take a few more shots because, believe it or not, I mean, obviously most of us have so many photos of Malta, but I was quite specific as to what I wanted to put in the book. There was a lot of streetscape. I wanted to make it feel like it's everyday life in Malta. And I think in that way, just create a personal feeling. And that's what I get from Malta every time. It's a very personal thing, isn't it?
You spent 2 years in Malta, so basically you live the daily life.
I did. I studied full-time for 2 years at the Institute. I probably lived there for at least 4. Now, mind you, my duration there, I worked very, very hard and very long. Working in 5-star hotels, you start very early in the morning and very late at night. So even, believe it or not, every trip now going to Malta, I'm still discovering and finding new things. But the one thing I'd like to say, apart from food and cookery, which is a huge part of our culture, the feeling of the island, the connection, it's so different. It feels like being in a different world for me. And if we do go back to food, you know, you want to talk about basic commodities, basic ingredients, lemons, cream, milk, cheese, they all taste different. Obviously, our bread, we have wonderful, famous, crunchy Maltese bread. These things, I'm sure I'm not alone, I crave for all the time. And it's the things I look forward to going back one small part. But it's a beautiful part, and it's a lovely, lovely thing to share.
Xeren għaltinna li l-ikel tradizjonali huwa xi ħaġa personali u għalkemm tħarġet f'diversi oqsma tal-ikel, dak il-ħelu u r-riċetti li talmet mingħand omma dejjem jibqgħu speċjali. Il-ktieb għandu 10 attrajenti ħafna u ħafna ritratti sbieħ ta' Malta minn barra tar-riċetti li kollha jorbtu mal-konnessjoni speċjali ta' Xeren ma' Malta. Staqsejt lil Sharon Spiteri għaliex dal-interess dwar l-ikel u t-tisir bil-programmi ta' television li għandna fl-Awstralja.
I'm actually going to just use a word. There's a resurgence now. People are becoming excited about food here again because I think within Australia and maybe some other countries, I think for a while people weren't cooking. Now, in our culture, the Maltese culture, I think we always have. It's been a huge part of us. I think it's been very, very important, not only to deliver nutrition to our family, that's always been important, but also to lovingly provide quality food at the table. But obviously, part of that nutrition and enjoyment, it's about sharing. It's about the preparation. It's about the love. And it's the most... It's a beautiful way of communicating that to people, and it's always been a thing that people, when people sit down together and eat, it's a very intimate time, isn't it? It's a very personal thing to share. And I'd also, personally, from my perspective, whenever I have a gift for someone that's of magnitude and major important events, per esempio, weddings, birthdays, engagements, I actually make them a cake. Because, A, I can give them a quality piece because that's my background, but it's a very personal thing to share, and you know what you put into it. You do make it with love. It sounds like a corny, cheesy thing to say, but it's the reality. It's the truth. And my eldest brother, Joseph, who I love very dearly, I'm very, very happy to say that we have that connection with food, and we keep that torch for Mum. It's just something that you always intrinsically share. But going back to your question, why has it become popular now? I think people are just picking up, yes, these are the elements that you get from food. These are the joys. These are the experiences you get when you actually make it for people. Enjoy it together. You just can't replace that from going down the shop buying it somewhere, can you? It's totally different.
And especially in Australia, coming from a Maltese background, having that special Maltese traditional recipe, it's extra special.
It is extra special. And like my mom, going back to my upbringing, my mom would buy the rabbits. She went to the butchers and she'd have a half a beef and she'll tell them how it's cut. She would go to a farm, would go for Sunday drives to a farm, to a chicken farm, to get fresh chickens, fresh eggs. And it was about that family involvement. And even now, when we drive to the country with my husband, I think of those times. It's so special. It just takes us to the core of our being. And I think just now here in Australia, some people are realising the magnitude of that. Us within our culture, we've always had it, hasn't it? It's just such a big part of us.
Għal dawk li jixtiequ kopja tal-ktieb ta' Sharon Spiteri, Traditional Sweet Recipes from Malta, jistgħu jiċċekkjaw il-website tagħha www.traditionalmaltesesweet.com.au jew tistgħu tikkuntattijawha personalment sharoncat2000@gmail.com.
People can actually go to the website. They can actually purchase the book. It's only $24.95 for the book. There is postage with that, depending upon how many books you purchase. Anyone listening to the program today, they are very welcome to email me directly, and they can purchase the book for only $20. And they can actually get a standard postage fee of a basic $6. So if they're wanting that, I'm happy to pass that on to them. My direct email is Sharon, Sharon, Cath, 2000@gmail.com. And I'd also like to say, even if you don't want to buy the book and you just like to send me a note or ask some tips, you're welcome to do so. I'll definitely respond to you.